Report.
Early estimates point to a high voter turnout in Trinidad and Tobago's general election. Grenada amends its offshore financial laws in a bid to get off an international blacklist against money laundering. And ACS leaders meet in Venezuela tomorrow with expectations of an OPEC deal. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Early estimates point to a high voter turnout in today's general elections in Trinidad and Tobago. The Elections Commission said the majority of the country's electorate of 850,000 cast their ballots without difficulty, although it acknowledged there were complaints that some people could not find their names on the voters list. Prime Minister Basdeo Pandey and his main opposition, Patrick Manning, expressed confidence that their parties will win. Mr. Pandey, whose United National Congress held 19 of the 36 seats in the last parliament, was forced to call the election a year into his second term when three MPs left the government. Tony Fraser is in Port of Spain.
Early this morning, I went to a number of the same electoral districts I had visited 12 months ago on election morning. The judgment was easy to make. Larger numbers of voters were casting their votes this morning. By and large, the majority of electors I encountered filed into and out of the polling stations, the process operating smoothly. There were, however, many voters who were not able to find their names on the list.